You are very welcome to Season 2 of Commerce Talk, the podcast that is proudly brought to you by SmartOSC.
I think the ideal approach to integrating in AI in healthcare would always be to find a balance between technology and human touch. We have had a bad experience with electronic medical records in the past because those tools, instead of improving the healthcare as they promised, they took away the valuable time away from the patients. We don't want these new technologies to do the same. So those concerns are valid.
Today's guest is a physician turned medtech consultant, educator, and community builder with a passion for AI in healthcare. With over a decade of clinical experience, our next guest describes themselves as a futurist who is highly enthusiastic about the ethical application of data science, artificial intelligence, and other emerging technologies in healthcare. Please join me in giving a very warm welcome to Dr. Avnish Kher. Dr. Avnish, thank you so much for joining us today. Why don't we start by you giving us a little bit of background about yourself and your connection to the world of healthcare and technology.
Thank you, Aziza. Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Avnish and I'm from India. So I'm a physician turned medical technology consultant, educator, content creator, and community builder. I have a decade of past clinical experience in anesthesiology, critical care, and pain management. I hold an MBA degree in hospital and health systems management and a certificate in healthcare leadership from Duke University, USA. So basically, I'm a futurist and I'm highly enthusiastic about the ethical application of data science, AI, and other emerging technologies for improving the future of healthcare. So basically, my interest in AI was sparked after my exposure to the electronic medical records during my stint in Middle East. And a question came to my mind that how can we put this data to better use for improving the quality of care and patient outcomes? And that is when I started exploring online and got in touch with some great thought leaders. I read a few books and joined a few online communities. And I also took the online course by Stanford, that is AI in healthcare specialization, as well as the American Board of AI in Medicine. And then I realized that AI has a huge potential to transform the art of medicine and to positively impact the entire field of healthcare, starting right from better prevention, right up to better diagnosis and treatment of various diseases. So basically, AI has the ability to analyze vast amounts of data quickly and accurately. And this can help clinicians in making more informed decisions about patient care. So this is what got me excited about AI in healthcare. I am trying to bridge the gap between technologists and clinicians, and I am helping medical technology startups in building better solutions. They can do so by understanding the nuances of healthcare. With my experience in healthcare of around a decade, I help them in identifying the problems, validating them, and then developing proper solutions to solve those real-world problems. And at the same time, I'm also helping medical professionals to expand their horizons by understanding and embracing artificial intelligence, which seems to be the future of healthcare.
That is wonderful. And I'm really excited to get the opportunity to speak to you today and to learn more about the ethical side as well is something that's really interesting. I suppose when we start talking about at the very basic level of when we start talking about AI and machine learning and mixing that with healthcare, oftentimes from a consumer point of view, there is the worry or the fear around losing the human touch. I had a really great conversation with another guest who launched Thailand's first ever mental health app. And, you know, she was talking about AI and machine learning and how these will really help her business, of course. But then we spoke about the other side of that, which was from a psychology point of view. If you are seeking out help with a psychologist or a therapist and there's AI integrated in that, there's naturally the worry of the lack of empathy and the vulnerability that you're willing to give when you know that on the other side of the conversation is a machine, not a human. What do you say about that? And what do you think the future holds in terms of building the bridge, as you say, between both worlds?
So you are correct, Aziz. There's a lot of fear around this technology because it's quite disruptive, and people can already see that what it is capable of doing with the release of tools like ChatGPT. I would say that those fears are not worry about bad parts of artificial intelligence. Of course, we need to be careful about those. But I think the ideal approach to integrating in AI in healthcare would always be to find a balance between technology and human touch. We have had a bad experience with electronic medical records in the past because those tools, instead of improving the healthcare as they promised, they took away the valuable time away from the patients. We don't want these new technologies to do the same. So those concerns are valid. I would like everyone to go through a book, which is Deep Medicine by Eric Topol. And he has written in a very simple language, and he has made a case of how AI can make healthcare human again. So the whole point is how to bring back the human touch into healthcare, which has been somehow lost in the age of advancement, and how AI can enable that. So having said that, I think the main points for us moving forwards, both for technologists and clinicians, is that AI should be used as a tool to enhance and not replace the care provided by clinicians. I see a lot of studies in research area which compare the performance of artificial intelligence to humans. So it is like a situation of AI versus humans. But my belief is that we should be having more studies where we compare AI or human alone to AI plus human. So that is the correct way to integrate AI into healthcare. Focus should be to automate the routine tasks, which take away a lot of useful time of clinicians away from patient care, and also to provide data-driven insights that can help the clinicians to make better and informed decisions so that we can improve patient outcomes. And always it will be the doctor-patient relationship, which will be at the center of healthcare. And we should not allow any technology to undermine that in any way. And that is why I say that it is more important for clinicians, especially, to take hold of the field of artificial intelligence and to understand how it works and how it can be applied ethically so that we do not lose the human touch in healthcare.
And when we talk then about the value given to patients and people, how will all of this improve the lives of others?
So basically, see, AI has a lot of applications, and still a lot of work is happening around how it can improve healthcare, and it can improve the situation for all the stakeholders, because healthcare is not just about patients. There are providers, there are payers and patients. So basically, those are the three P's. But if we talk from the perspective of consumers or patients, then I think the most important thing that AI will help in providing is personalized care based on individual patient characteristics, because right now most of the medicine that we practice is one size fits all. But for the first time in history of medicine, we have a technology that has the potential to tailor treatment plans according to a single person. And then this can also help in personalized follow-up after the treatment. So that is where the value will be added to patient journey. Then it will be helpful in predicting the health issues before they arise, and bringing the patients to the hospital at the right point of time so that they can be treated with minimum hassle. Then, of course, in reducing the waiting times. I am sure that a lot of patients don't like waiting in the hospital. There are a lot of bottlenecks in the workflow. So AI can help in optimizing those. Again, that will add value to the patient journey. Then, of course, we hear a lot of talk around virtual care and a lot of care being provided remotely via telemedicine. And AI has a huge role in that, in enabling those platforms. And lastly, one of the important interesting areas is that there's a lot of patient feedback which is taken at the end of the care. And mostly that feedback is just fed into the system and nothing happens, because that is huge, and you need someone to analyze those one by one. But with the help of AI, now you can use natural language processing to analyze those patient feedbacks and filter out the key themes and then prioritize the key areas where solutions need to be developed. So all these things will change the patient journey and improve it and help the patient in navigating the complex world of healthcare in a better way.
How quickly is this integration coming? What's happening right now in terms of these changes being made?
So, Aziza, I have been reviewing the papers published in PubMed for the last 3 years around healthcare quality improvement. And I see a lot of things being applied on ground. Some of them have been to predict the patient footfalls in the coming days, so you can plan your resources accordingly. Then there have been studies which cite the use of AI for prioritizing the ambulance dispatches depending on the language that the person calling for ambulance is using. So you can classify it and then respond accordingly. Then again, of course, I told you the patient feedback analysis. This is a big area which is already being applied in big hospitals. Then you can see that apart from this, there are a lot of chatbots and virtual assistants that are coming up on the hospital websites or the patient applications, in which the patient can ask questions, and those chatbots even take your preliminary history and they can triage you and direct you to the correct specialist in the hospital. So these all things are already happening on ground, and I would not say that everything has been solved and we are all ready to go, but definitely work is happening and it's all exponential, and we learn from our mistakes and then we build upon those. So I think the next few years are quite exciting to look forward to, and I think the whole patient journey will be transformed in a positive way. And of course, patients will be a big party in enabling those changes and in bringing about that transformation.
When you talk about excitement in this area, I'd like to know, what emerging technology are you most excited about?
So by now, you know that I'm most excited about artificial intelligence, but there are a lot of other emerging technologies which are working in tandem with AI, like cloud technology and 5G communication. But the thing that I'm most excited about is blockchain in healthcare, because blockchain is something that has the potential to completely transform the healthcare working in conjunction with artificial intelligence, because both the technologies just work in synergy and enhance each other's capabilities. With blockchain, we can of course improve the data security and privacy, which is the most important problem in healthcare, because a lot of data right now is concentrated in health systems. So we need a decentralized platform which is quite interoperable, so that there's also secure sharing of patient data between different healthcare organizations. And this will help in streamlining the administrative processes, such as insurance claims and billing and all those things. Those hassles will be solved. And one of the biggest problems in developing world is the issue of counterfeit medicines. So how do you ensure that the supply chain is intact and the medicine is from a correct source? So I see blockchain impacting that field as well.
And that's interesting then, if we look at the good and bad sides of all of this. I'd like to talk a bit more around the ethics, the ethical side of AI and gaps, or what you've learned over the last few years.
So yeah, Aziza, I think this is the most important topic that needs to be discussed right now in the field of artificial intelligence, because the way the technology is moving at a rapid pace, I think topics like ethics and regulations become really important. Because if we let this technology not be regulated, then it can create disastrous consequences for everyone and lead to bad experiences. You must have heard in news about algorithms doing bias in making decisions, like for a particular subset of the population. So the most important thing to watch out is the potential for bias in algorithms, because after all, they are only as good as the data we feed them, and our data is full of biases. But there are a lot of techniques while training AI algorithms to reduce the bias and ensure that to a large extent the data is, we won't achieve 100% removal of bias, but at least we can ensure that it is a very less number that doesn't affect the decisions that the AI gives us. So that is the most important area which I consider is data bias. Then there's also need for proper data management, because the pipelines are not developed and a lot of data is not well suited for training AI algorithms. And some algorithms like deep learning require a large amount of good quality data. And there's a dictum in AI which is called garbage in is garbage out. So we need to work on quality of data as well. While doing this, we also need to ensure privacy protection, which is quite important in healthcare. There are a lot of news every day coming that there have been data breaches and there have been hacks of patient data. And they might even lead to corruption of AI models and the AI models going rogue, and then the consequences can be disastrous. So these are the two important areas. Then lastly, I think with AI, there are a lot of pros, but there's a con of making us as a species over-reliant on technology. So that is one of the important areas that we need to focus upon. And I think it's time for human species to think about what makes us human and to enhance those capabilities and to leave the things that make us robots to AI. So these are the ethical issues which I think are most important. A lot others, like who controls the AI and who benefits from it. Those are other areas to be talked about. But I think with time, we will be talking about these issues more and more, as more and more people get aware about AI and its potential. So I am quite hopeful that we will be applying AI in an ethical way for benefit of mankind.
It's really interesting when you're talking there. I'm almost wondering what comes first, because are we developing faster than we're able to check ourselves and make sure that things are regulated and that things are being looked after carefully? So it's a really interesting topic. And I know that we'll probably see a lot more about this over the next coming weeks, months, years. Do you see it as something that it's learning and developing as it goes? And are we going to have to learn the hard way some of the lessons that come from the ethical side of using these applications?
So Aziza, the rapid development of this technology across industries and even in healthcare, it has outpaced regulation. We can clearly see that the regulatory agencies are trying to keep up. They are trying to learn with the technology as the technology is being developed. So there's definitely a gap, and that needs to be filled. I'm not sure how that is to be done, but an important part of that is going to be education and awareness around the issues and to get the conversations going. I think with time, we will develop clear and robust regulations. We have done with other technologies in the past, nuclear energy. We will, of course, come up with regulations. And once those are streamlined, then, of course, this technology will be developed in a different way than it is being done today. Things are moving and it will take time. But we need to be aware about the pace of this technology because it is quite disruptive. So we need to move fast in the regulation side as well.
And I'd like to talk about then the side of e-commerce, if that's possible. I'd like to know if you could share any information around, you know, how that landscape is looking now. And with all of this in mind, how do you see that evolving over time?
So there are a lot of e-pharmacies which are coming up. Even in India, there are quite a few big pharmacies which are online. And you can get all the medicines from the comfort of your home before you needed to find out that this medicine is available in which medical store in the city. But now with the rise of e-pharmacies, there is more convenience and accessibility for the patients. And of course, there is potentially lower cost for medications because there are a lot of offers around e-commerce where you can procure medicines at a lower cost. And I see this thing only growing in times to come because with more and more technologies being integrated with this, like you can see there's now a lot of regulations coming up around drone technology and how you can deliver medicines and e-commerce products using drones. So in the coming few years, we'll be seeing a lot of these developments. So this area has a huge potential. But again, having said that, there are a lot of concerns right now, which is the most important of which is the quality and safety of the medication sold online. So I told you the blockchain technology, which I was talking about, will ensure that the medicine is from the correct source and it has not been tampered with in the journey from production to the delivery of medicine in patients' hands. Then again, there's potential of abuse and misuse of medications because some medications, which even I saw online, should not be sold without a doctor's prescription. But still, because of lack of clear regulations, I'm not sure if patients are able to procure those medicines without prescription. And if that is so, then it can be really harmful for some patients, and even it will increase the rate of complications and increase cost of care in the long run. So I think there's lack of regulation and oversight again right now in the area. But as it develops more and more, the regulatory agencies will catch up with those and streamline the things. And I see it growing, but we need to be really thoughtful about the harms that it can cause if not regulated properly.
I feel like you've gone through such an incredible time of learning and developing. I'd love to talk about, before all of this has happened, what's one thing that you wish you knew sooner?
So there are a lot of things, Aziza. That's a really difficult question. But if you tell me to choose one thing, then I wish I knew earlier in my career the importance of interdisciplinary collaboration and how important it is to learn from people outside your industry. This I realized when I started exploring artificial intelligence. And I realized that as healthcare becomes more complex, it's really essential to work with experts from other disciplines like engineering and technology and computer science, biotechnology, to be able to provide better and comprehensive care for patients to improve their outcomes. So I think some ways in which clinicians can foster this collaboration, and which I should have also done, is by participating in the communities and teams which are interdisciplinary, like not be limited to your field of education. The medical education, you know, it has a huge curriculum and there's hardly any space for other things right now. But still, I think we can be involved with other industries in an extracurricular manner. And that's really important with the changing times and this fourth industrial revolution, because all the technologies are converging. And the medical science is a slow field to adopt those things. So we should actively seek out and collaborate with experts from other fields. And of course, you can do that by attending conferences, workshops, hackathons, and joining some online communities. And most important is to be open-minded and willing to learn from others. That is the one thing which I would tell my younger self if I can go back in time.
And now if we're to look towards the future for you, what's coming down the line for you at the moment? And is there anything that you'd like to tell our listeners about?
Yeah. So in the future, I will continue to work as a consultant, advisor and educator in the field of AI in healthcare. And that is something which I'm enjoying a lot right now. So particularly in areas of healthcare administration and quality improvement, these are my interest areas. So I will continue getting involved in research projects related to these areas. Along with this, I will also be promoting education and awareness, both among the healthcare professionals as well as patients, around the responsible and ethical use of AI in healthcare. One of the things which I would like to share with your listeners is that I regularly conduct 2-hour live masterclass with a Q&A session on introduction and basic concepts for AI in healthcare on the Bionabu platform, that is a UK platform. If you are interested in learning about AI and you don't know coding and you are confused where to start, then I would recommend you to just check out this masterclass. It's on the Bionabu platform, www.bionabu.com, and you can go and sign up. It's free, and then you can go to the Nest and check out the masterclass.
Dr. Avnish, thank you so much for your time today. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for all that you do. It is a very interesting and an unknown world that we are going into, but I think it is very important and good to hear that there are people on the side of ethics and regulation who ultimately just want to keep others safe. We really appreciate your time today, and we hope that we'll speak to you once again.
Thank you, Aziza. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this talk, and the topic of AI in healthcare is quite close to my heart. And being a physician myself, I can say that the first thing we learn in our medical schools is first do no harm. And that is why healthcare is slow in adoption. But I'm sure that the healthcare will be a testing ground for the disruptive technology of artificial intelligence. And if we succeed in implementing AI properly in healthcare, then I'm sure that it will be useful for all the industries across the world.
I don't know about you, but that has left me with a lot to think about. That was Dr. Avnish Kher. He is on LinkedIn if you'd like to check him out. And you can check us out. We are Smart OSE. Thank you so much for spending your time with us today. That was part 2 of our 3-part mini-series for World Health Day. Next up, we are talking to Dr. John Sheen. We're going to be looking at the front lines of change that is currently happening in Europe. And it's going to be a big one. I'm really excited for you to join us for that. In the meantime, I have been your host, Aziza O'Byrne. We are Smart OSE. This is Commerce Talk, the podcast that keeps you one step ahead. We'll see you next time.